Okay.
So in the Pasuk Olevi Omar, to Mechu Rechon, page 1199, and wherever Rabbeinu Bechaya here, that speaks about the different madrigas of communication, let's call it heavenly communications, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us. So he says, Veda, ki arba madrigas heim benevu. There are four madrigas in prophecy, baskol, or in vitumim, ruach HaKodesh, nevuah. Vechulam madrigas chaluka zulam ala mizu. They are, one is higher than the other. I would like just to make a comment to help us understand a little bit something of it. It's not that there are four different ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to communicate with us. For instance, you have a choice to send an email, to send snail mail, to pick up a phone and call, and so on. It's rather, what madrega are we on to be able to receive the Dvar Hashem? Each one of these is a different madrega. The level of the madrega will tell you about the clarity of the message, the scope of the message, and things like that also. So he says like this. Vini mevayelach obikan, our madrigas halu. Our rishonis is baskol. So even though they all come from a mida called tzedek, which means it's a certain madrega, it's a certain mida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to communicate with us. That is a mida that has a name to it. Our reception of it depends on what level and so on. So the first thing is going to be baskol. It's very interesting. We use the word baskol so much, we can't imagine that Mr. Cole has a son also. So he's baskol. Actually, this was asked the Rif. In the Shalzah Shubh of the Rif, he has a small piece about this, about baskol and ben kol. So he says, all of these are not just comfortable phrases. Somehow the aim went better with mikra and av. Kakol nema bashgocha. Mechuvenes v'chochma yisera. V'chachma emesh odvim yisod na'ana chochma v'sapig yisosom kibla kemen aviyam ad meshav yisirah. This is part of chochma's emes to understand the different madrigas, and what's more appropriate to call it av or aim. Ubirinyan, and give some explanation. Kibinyan av lo huskav shumakam ba Talmud el al pasim sekretar shabik sav. The word binyan av, zebana av, even though normally the word binyan av could apply across the board, because it's, binyan av means the following. That any time the Torah says something somewhere, we take that as applying across the board, unless proven otherwise. So ze bona av lechol makom, that you need this or that, that you're going to have to do it in a certain way. So he says binyan av applies to a pasuk. V'imkein roilem lehaskib b'ze loshen av, v'loim ze bona av a binyan av. Every pasuk is a binyan av. So the word aim doesn't really apply. So he says over here, whenever you're dealing with the pasuk itself, that's ben. binyan av. Whenever you're dealing with a coil, we talk about a bas kol. Let's give the simplest explanation we can give for it. Whenever you talk about an av and an aim, you're always talking about a child. And whenever we're not talking about zochan akev, we're talking about an av and an aim and a child. The av started the process, and it's as if his seed is the child itself. The mother received it, and now the mother has the result of that, and she develops the child. So when you have Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebaalpeh, you have a similar relationship. And that's why Torah Shebiktav is called Av, because that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word, really. Every time we have the next phase, Torah Shebaalpeh, or a koil, whenever you have a koil, the koil itself is already a toilada. It's already something that's an offshoot. And therefore we talk about baskol. It's kind of an echo. A baskol is so therefore we have two levels. We have the thing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and then we have something that comes as a result of that. And that's already something that's on a lower madrega, you know, because every time you pass a message along, it loses some of it. Every time a person says something, if he puts it into a different language, if he expresses it through some medium, there's something lost in the message. So therefore, that's going to be called basco. The point that he's trying to make is that it's a, we're dealing with a step down, a result of something, next step, and that's where you begin to get all of the loss of clarity of the original message. He also adds here, like a Kabbalistic has for this piece, why it's called Baskol. Kol Yorid La'azah Shemir Kemidas Hakisei Shurocha B'Lamala V'Katsa B'Lamata Kichein D'Mus Kisei HaKovid N'Tzor Sa'esh. Basically, the point is the same that we made. That's the final line. Ubaskol Zeh Hoya Nishma Tomil Chachma Talmud Uchsir Adoris L'Bai Sheni. The baskol was heard by people in the second bias and by the Chachmei Talmud Vadiris, the second bias. So Mishtam Shem Baskol Achash Poskan Vu Poskan Return. So baskol is the lowest madrega, and it was available in Bayis Sheni. Now, if anybody wants to take a look in the issue of are you allowed to go with a baskol, with Ruach HaKodesh, with Nevuah, or Metumim, in Halacha, so there's a fascinating work. There's a Shailos HaTshuva from one of the Baal HaTosfos called Shailos HaTshuvas Min HaShemayim. These were Shailos and Tshuvas that he asked in Shemayim, in a dream, and he got answers. It's printed. There's two or three different editions. The one of the editions put out by Masor of Cook has an introduction by Reuven Margolius. Reuven Margolius was a person who died, I don't know, 60 years ago. And he was a phenomenal Baki, and his Baki is stretched into very, very interesting areas, very picturesque areas. He wrote Margolius Yom HaSanhedrin, which is an amazing work of Bikias and fascinating Bikias. He wrote the Zohar, wrote all sorts of places. He wrote a Hakadoma to it, where he goes through, I think it must be 40 pages worth, of Gemaras and Chazal, that they listened in Halacha to all of these things, and he sort of defines when you're allowed to listen to it, and when you say Leba Shemayimi. He goes through the entire, if you want to take a look on all of these things, he goes through all the Mekoros Chazal where they used it, these different things, and passing like it, and has bearing from Rishonim when and where you could use it. It's well worth. A Madrega Hashini, the second Madrega is Urim V'Tumim. Shem Shemus HaKodesh Shem Merim Al Etzem HaSpaklai Yishani Me'ira Asher Metoche Yisnab HaNevi'im Kulam Heim HaMidam Mitasa. So these Shemus HaKodesh, which are names that the Nevi'im use, that was inside it. V'romazes b'loshna ha'urim, shem ikah Shemus, v'oilu l'mispa shem ha'shchina, hu shekosu v'yiten al ha'choshna sa'urim v'satumir. Ukeshtiskare v'lshtei milois, es ha'urim, az tira oir, v'noisav olav echot. The lahoyer al yichudoy shehu kshanirmas bedalet shel echad. So if you put urim and tum together, you'll get ur and you get echad. I'm not sure exactly where that echad comes from, but akoponim, it's also a darga that's coming. It's coming from the Shemus of Nevuah, so it's also a step down. Now you'll ask, isn't Urim V'Tumim very clear? Urim V'Tumim is tells you a message, very direct and very sharp. So the answer is, we've seen Ramban in Chumash in Parashas Truma, where he explains that even though the message itself was a word, so it was clear in that sense, but the implication of the word, shall we go battle or not, didn't give them an answer if they would win or not. They actually lost, but they were supposed to suffer losses. A Nevuah gives you a full context of what Hashem wants you and so on and so forth. And here you ask the question, you got an answer, but the answer is, because it's so laconic, it's missing a lot of information that would give it meaning. The same way as if you cross-examine somebody on a witness stand and his answers are yes or no, and even if he's telling the truth, but the fact that he's not elaborating means that you don't have the fullness of what the person meant. Hamadreka Shishas Ruach HaKodesh V'Amida Asiris V'Midas HaNavi, it's the lowest of Nevuah itself. So the first one, not even the word, this is Iskatim v'kvar v'pasik v'nishmarta v'inyuroch ha'kodesh hu she'imotze odom ba'atzma lev rochav v'yizdanu b'fiv dvorn r'floim v'yigagir d'hasidas lo'yispat l'kashos of klal avu yuitze dvorn m'piv k'fim ha'shosim v'yiv roch ha'kodesh v'nidei mayim bol ha'dvor. So the Rebbe Mordechai gives us a fascinating explanation about what Ruach HaKodesh is. Ruach HaKodesh is a Navi. The Rambam writes that a Navi understands that he has become a different person. The Dvar Hashem overwhelms the person and his sensation, like the Rambam says, and the person goes crazy because his body goes crazy because it's flooded with tremendous kedusha, and the person realizes, whoa, I'm something else. I'm someone else, actually, is the best way of putting it. That is the darga that's called Nevuah. Ruach HaKodesh, a person says something, and he himself doesn't understand how it is that what he said came true. He feels as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in his mouth, and that's one of the great rabbis said that he always answers when someone asks him something with the first thing that comes to mind, because he feels those are the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in his mind. He doesn't trust his own seichel, but he feels the Seat HaShemayah that he has as being a person who's answering. But the tzibur is that he'll get the right answer. So Ruach HaKodesh is probably, when we speak about when big people say things and they uncannily come true, it's not, so we somehow in a childish way picture that the person saw what happened, what will happen, what's the right thing to do, whatever it is, and you know, it's as if he would see a movie of it, and then he tells you what's the answer. That's not a picture of Ruach HaKodesh. That might be Nevuah, not Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is, I just feel, I sense this is the right answer to say. And it is. To make a long story short, I was once by Adam Gadol, by Stipe, and he said something which a year later uncannily came true. And I went to tell, and I told him Nochum, and he said, it's not the pshat that he knew, that he saw something, he knew something, and he was telling me what he knew, what he saw. He says, when big people speak, their words are not for naught. And then he told him of a story that with him and Rabbi Yehudel. Also, Rabbi Yehudel said something that came true decades later, but it wasn't that Rabbi Yehudel knew that it would happen, but it just words out of a mouth that's chashiv, things come out. So that's third. Fourth, Hamadrega Revius Nevua. The who? He predicts the future, and but he himself loses all sensations. He becomes stripped of any sense of being physical, and all he has left is just a pure mind. Then he sees a clear light. So he explains over here, Nevuah is the person totally loses itself, becomes tied to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So in a certain sense, these madrigas are, there's a pattern of going from, so Baskol is not on a person, or Vitumim is it has nothing to do with the person either. But it's on the person's body. Ruach HaKodesh is something that comes out of the person. It's the person is sort of the vehicle for it. Person doesn't understand it. Nevuah, the person is taken over by it. So in the balance between the person and the phenomena, that's where you get the different madrigas. The more, the higher diagram it is, the more it's the result of a person being taken over by it. The Ramban argues about Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh. But Omroi ki Madrega mi Madregas Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh tula mikula. V'seda ha-mailas l'dayte mil ma'amat ha-kachim. Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, or Vitumim, and Baskol. So, this is really hard to understand. I mean, we find that we find Nevi'im in Tanakh, and they're a big man on campus, Nevi'im. We don't find Bali Ruach HaKodesh in Tanakh. The Amoraim, we have Ruach HaKodesh people. Where do you, like, one of Shach? So he explains. V'chein desu sevit sirah acheres, achas, Ruach lekim chayim baruch v'ruach shmoy shol chayi olamim, kol v'ruach v'dibor. Bezer Ruach HaKodesh. Kora HaChochma Ruach HaLekim Chaim. Umana Rishayna Lina Saga. So Ruach HaKodesh is considered Ruach HaLekim Chaim, and it's the first one that's listed. So Ruach HaLekim Chaim Baruch HaVeruch is the first one. Va'oma So Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, Yisoydim in Hashem HaMiuchad. Or Vitum Limud Hashem, Lamata Nevuah, Lamayim Baskel. Baskel B'Shechina. So these are different madrigas of how Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mesiyachis to the world. And Ruach HaKodesh is Kilo above and beyond. Nevuah is Shem HaMiuchad, which is Shayach to this world. Or Vitumim is more concrete. And finally, Avshechina. So, without going to detail, these are connected different spheres, and by order of spheres, Ruach HaKodesh would be the one above. So now he throws in and says, what we call, why do we call Ruach HaKodesh? Because it's the makor of all the miles that come down. Let's explain this a little bit. Because, again, this sounds very counterintuitive. We don't have any, we don't seem to find Bali Ruach HaKodesh floating around in the old days, and this is what we have over here. A Nevuah requires the person to actively interpret it. In other words, what the person is doing is the person is seeing something, hearing something, and he's giving it over. A Ruach HaKodesh is as if it's an involuntary act of the person. It's as if the thing just passes through the person and he blurts it out. When we say he blurts it out, I would add possibly to what he's saying, when he blurts it out, the person himself is now completely not there. When I'm conscious of what I'm saying, and I'm phrasing the words, but they came to me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one madrega. But when the words just come shooting out of my mouth without even knowing what I'm doing, then it's bechal not me. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu using me as a microphone. So the chshivas in... Now, does it mean that the person who's a Baal Navi that Baal Ruach HaKodesh is greater than a Navi? I don't think so. I don't think that the person is greater. But when you're talking about the Dvar Hashem, so a Navi who's very conscious of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to him, and a Navi can go and say, Hashem spoke to me yesterday, and he said the following. That's a very, very strong statement. And that's not going to be dismissed so quickly. That person is a very chashuv person. But in terms of the Dvar Hashem, how much has it lost in transition? So a Navi is a pshat, I heard, and let me tell you what I heard. Ruach HaKadosh comes out of my mouth. And therefore, it's something that, in terms of its connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's above and beyond.
To put a person to this, like Moshe Rabbeinu, is that in any of just the highest level of Nevuah, or
yes,
is that the getter of...
The highest level of Nevuah, but once it's a Spakalia Meira, I don't think anything could be better than that. But anything under Moshe Rabbeinu, I'd hesitate to say that.
Or Bilam, or so, who had that.
Right. Well, Bilam, I saw Beficha. So there is that. Okay. Let's see one more small piece over here. Got a bit of Bechaya on the concept of the Torah mixing in Aramaic words. Uchiyomecha dov echa. Those words are not clear what they mean. So, das onkelis. Meaning to mourn, to feel a loss. Loshen dava nefesh. As your young years, so shall be your older years. Amar b'yamecha yimei bachrus kerikra yamim v'rein lochashim esay yamim v'davecha yimei azikna shem yimei davon nefesh v'tzar v'mashan shem alim chavitz. So ukiyamecha davecha means your days that are the end days shall be as successful as good as the heydays. Aval kishut shem mikra pishem mecha davecha v'chol yamecha ti artzcha zavas shemen v'yem aloshen tergumah shel zav do'iv. It says closer in pshat he would like to use is the word do'iv, which means to flow. V'chem etzina harv l'shem es b'tar shem targum. So he asked me, where does Aramaic come in? He says, there are many. Yagah seduzer time, gilad. Chain asam irivat kodesh. The word asam means to come in Aramaic. But neviim asa baikam laylam tovayim boyin. You know, and the word asa is Aramaic. We can't asi this, can't asi that. Chain beksuvim kasiza mishpati fediri. Chain oid heina vashemayim edai v'sadi b'mraimim. The word sadi is a Aramaic word. Atzama afik in achusha grom kumitil barzel afasein ranana. Those are all, the word Eres is a Aramaic word. Tergumita arsa. Vamila kul mishtei l'shaynes elu. Loshen ha-kodesh, v'loshen targum. V'chei matzin achiv ha-talmud ha-mekodesh, v'shei shans elu. I mean, the Gemara is a Tarevis. Kerevina v'ashe ochzu ha-chatosh ha-mesinai. They were following along with the way the Torah was given, that it is okay to mix Aramaic with Hebrew.
So
umatatrin nechalach abir. So Rabbi says this is not for naught. Let's explain it in a way that's meaningful to us. He says one is connected to Shem first, one is connected to Tatron. Tatron is Aramaic, and this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu does many things in the world through a shliach, which I mean it's a pasuk. Ani Hashem ni lo shliach, ani l'machon v'sar lo shliach. So you see that other places, except for Yitzias Mitzrayim, there was use of a shliach, but he says so a shliach is used, but we always want to make sure that even when a HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses a shliach, which means that the sense of a hashgacha is dampened, because we don't see or feel a HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, we see it through some shliach. So despite the fact that it's somewhat dampened, we need to reconfirm that it really is the same as the Shoresh. So Aramaic is a stepchild of Hebrew. It's kind of Hebrew in a more, what's the right word, a more widespread, more used form. So the Torah mixes Aramaic with it to sort of explain to us that it didn't become two languages. So when you have Matatron HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matatron has nothing of its own. It's not independent anyway. It's not no self-entity. It's always a shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll hold it here.